Hey guys, it's Jordan Byers, and you're listening to Chit Chat with Joby. Let's get right into the episode. Hello, everybody. I'm sitting down, ready to podcast. I just worked a full shift at Glamnetic. I'm sitting down. It's 5 o'clock. Mr. Gray is over here begging me to play ball. He wants to play fetch. He's whining at me. He's jumping all over me because I hit his ball. That's what I do when I don't want to play at the moment. I like fake throw it and then hide it behind a pillow. So right now he's currently searching everywhere, like all up in my personal space, all up in my business over here, looking for his ball. Please, please, Gray, chill. Please, please. I don't know what you want, buddy. I don't have your ball. Anyways, I am so excited for this episode because I feel like I need to inspire some people to get reading, to start reading. If they're not reading enough, they need to read more. And I know that, you know, there are a lot of people my age in their 20s and in their teens that read all the time. But a majority of the people that I know and a majority of the people that are my age don't read, like, at all. Like, once they graduate high school or college, it's like they never pick up a book again. Unless what. But basically, I'm trying to tell you all of the reasons why I love reading and why you should love reading and get into reading. First of all, during quarantine, reading has been an escape from my reality. It gets me out of my own mind. I mean, goodness gracious, there are days where I just feel like I'm doing the same, well, I do the same thing every day, but it's just like deja vu over and over and over and over again. And sometimes I'm just like, holy shit, man, how long can I do this for? I mean, LA is back to being completely shut down. And before, I would take myself out for dinner or something just to get out of my house. But now everything's shut back down again. I'm going literally nuts in my apartment. I don't know what to do. I mean, well, I do know what to do. I have a full-time job and I go to school full-time. But at the same time, I'm just like, when it turns 5 o'clock and I have my homework finished, I look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, what am I doing with myself now? Which is why I'm going to be podcasting and uploading every single Sunday, because, you know, this is a goal of mine. I feel like I've kind of left YouTube. I'm just done with YouTube. I'm over it. I'm just not here for it anymore. I mean, I always do this thing where I eventually come back and start posting YouTube videos for a couple of months and then I stop doing it and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I feel like I'll definitely probably go back to doing YouTube at one point in my life, but right now I'm really focused on this podcast and I just went off track. But basically, reading gets me out of my mind, out of my own head. It's almost like, and I'm not saying this in a disrespectful way, but when you have so much time to waste, you have so much time to kill. Reading is a time killer because you lose track of time when you're reading because you're just into the book, you're into the words, you're envisioning the story, all that good stuff. So it's kind of like the time just goes by really fast when you're reading, and I like that. I also try to sleep as much as I can to waste time and make the days go by faster. That's pretty depressing now that I think about it, but you guys, I literally take a melatonin at like 9 o'clock, pass out by 9:30, 10 o'clock, and then I will sleep in and set my alarm for 8:30. So basically, I sleep every single night for about 11 hours, and, you know, usually that's not something that I would ever do, but at the same time, it's like, goodness gracious, I can't handle a full like 18 hours being awake. That's too many hours being awake in quarantine. I mean, I cannot stand being awake for 18 hours in my apartment. My 600 square foot apartment. I've got two rooms in here, a living room, with the kitchen. It's like one big room and then a bedroom. It's like I don't have a lot to work with here, so I try to sleep as many hours as I can. We're all about time wasting at this point during quarantine. You know, I take Gray on like 3 walks a day just to get out of the house. I go to Trader Joe's for fun on the weekend. Pop in my little earbuds, listen to a podcast, take a real long time to look at every single thing they have in that dang grocery store. I read the labels on things at the grocery store. I pick up different things, looking at different things. I don't care if I'm at Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, even goodness gracious, Ralph's. I'm there for a long time and a good time. If I do say so myself, goodness gracious. Back to the books. Anyways, I love that books inspire me as well. So my favorite books to read are memoirs. I love reading about people's lives and their journeys and their ups and downs. I feel like I can learn from other people's mistakes and not have to make those mistakes. So I like reading books about people that are successful, but also people that I think are interesting and have interesting lives. So first of all, it distracts me from my thoughts and reality. Yes, we get that. I have anxiety. So some days I'm here in my apartment looking at the same old thing, you know, the same 3 walls that I look at if I'm sitting on my couch, and I just start to go nuts. I just start to have like a panic attack. I'm sitting here and I'm just like, holy shit, I don't know what's going on. I'm in my house. I've been in my house. I haven't left in 2 weeks. I haven't seen anybody in 2 weeks. I live by myself. I'm talking to Gray, having full-on conversations with Gray. I'm talking to myself, having literal hour-long conversations with myself. I'm starting to go a bit nuts. And then I start just getting a little bit anxious. My heart starts beating. My breath starts getting heavy. It's a lot. So when that starts to happen, I usually pull a book out, go out on my patio, get some fresh air, sit down, get away from all the screens, the TV, the computer, the phone, everything, get away from it. Sit down and I just read for half an hour. And then after I do that, I guarantee I always feel better. I guarantee myself, like I always tell myself, because a lot of the times I'm like, I don't want to read, you know, it's in my head, like, oh, I don't want to read. But every time I sit down and actually read, I'm like, wow, okay, that made me feel better. Pat on the back, Joby. Pat on the back for doing something that you didn't want to do in the moment, but you told yourself you were going to do it. So when you did it, congratulations. I also feel like reading books makes me smarter. And I hope this is true because, you know, I was never really a genius. I was never the smartest cookie growing up. My brother was just this, he never had to study, never had to do anything, and he just got A's all the time. He's a computer scientist, so being smart just came easy and naturally to him. Me, on the other hand, I never cared about school. I'm like, why the hell am I learning algebra? When am I ever going to be using this algebra? I'm like, eh. But let me just tell you, I am smart in other ways. Things that interest me stick in my brain like glue. Things that I'm passionate about, they stay in my brain. Things that I don't give a fuck about, they just leave my brain. They go in one ear, out the other. All the science, all the math, all that other gibberish, I don't care about. So school wasn't really my thing. But you know what's my thing? Learning about shit that I care about. So I like to read a lot of also educational books. And the kind of educational books that I read are like business books, marketing books, economics books. So the only math I use is when I'm buying stocks. And that sounded so, oh gosh, that sounded so pretentious, but like, you know what? I'm not good at math. I'm not good at all that stuff. But one thing that I'm decent at is reading books about economics and listening to podcasts about the stock market and somehow finding a way to make money on the stock market. That's my only thing that I've actually been decent at. So thus far. Anyways, I'm glad that I can have these kind of resources. Also, podcasts. You guys, literally podcasts are gold. Podcasts are a wealth of knowledge, depending on the podcast you're listening to, because, you know, I don't know if you're going to get a lot of knowledge from this podcast. Actually, I'm being hard on myself. I try to bring some tangible, you know, goods, some tangible knowledge to you guys. I do my best. But at the end of the day, podcasts are my literal favorite thing, because it's like listening to somebody talk about what they're really good at. So I love listening to podcasts on people that do business and people that have done amazing things when it comes to marketing and people who just all over the board. I just love listening to people tell their stories. I love it. Back to books. I swear, I am just like, I'm a lot today. Anyways. So I like to read a lot of memoirs. Back to my favorite kind of books, memoirs. I can gain insight on experiences without having to go through them myself. So I don't have to learn from my own mistakes all the time. I can learn from somebody else's mistakes and go from there and not have to make that same mistake because I read all about how that fucked up this person's life and how this messed up that person's life and how this idea or this bold move completely made them broke or whatever. I don't like learning from my own mistakes if I don't have to. So if I can learn from somebody else, that's the kind of knowledge that I like. I also like that I can learn from somebody else's wins as well. So not only their losses, but taking their wins to heart and taking that knowledge into my own life, and hopefully someday when I don't really have much to show for me right now, but I hope someday I can pull out this knowledge from all these memoirs I read and, you know, make that knowledge useful someday. We will see, hopefully. Anyways, I just feel like overall, sitting down with a book is such a great source of wisdom and comfort. And I'm listening to myself, and I know I sound so cheesy, but seriously, reading in general expands your mind and broadens your horizons like crazy. So if you don't have to read books, you don't have to read books, but I definitely suggest you read some books because, goodness gracious, before this year, the last time I read a book for fun probably was, goodness, when was it? Probably middle school. I used to be obsessed with books because I didn't have many friends. So I just read books in my free time on the weekends, every single day after school. I just read books and books and books and books. Like, that was my thing. But then, you know, iPhones came out, iPods, whatever, social media came out, and I never read a book for fun again until quarantine, when I was like, goodness gracious, I need to get off this dang phone. And also, I just feel, at the beginning of quarantine, I was sitting down just like, goodness gracious, I am dumb. Goodness gracious, I have nothing. I know nothing. Nothing. And so it came upon me that I needed to learn, and I needed to constantly be learning and to constantly seek out knowledge and all that good stuff. My goodness, I sound so scholarly, but it's very true. I feel like I had an epiphany at the beginning of quarantine and I just needed to learn. So now I'm obsessed with learning. I'm obsessed with, you know, all this good stuff, which will do me well in life, I know it. So now I want to get into how to force yourself to read when you don't want to. Okay, because let me tell you, most of the times that I sit down to read, I 95% of the time don't want to be reading in that moment. There's literally always something to do, always something on my list, always something that I could do, the laundry, put the laundry away, put the freaking, what is it, dishes in the dish. All right, I need chill. Anyways, there's always something to do. So when I sit down to read a book, I most of the time don't want to, but I force myself to. And here's my 3 tips on how I actually do it. First things first, set a timer on your phone for a time during your day when you know that you are free, don't have anything going on, and set 30 minutes aside to read. Just so, say I usually take my lunch break at 1. And I have an hour. So when it hits 1, I clock out, take Gray on a 15-20 minute walk, come back, wash my hands because COVID, you know. Then I grab my book, do whatever, sit down, and I'll read for half an hour. And that is my time of the day where I can sit down and have a little bit of me time, where I'm not on my phone, I'm not watching TV, I'm not listening to podcasts. I just have that time for myself to sit down and take a breather from the stresses of everyday life, which is great. The next thing is I always put in my planner every single day. And if you don't know me very well, or if you're just joining the Joby squad, I have like a thing with productivity. Like, I'm obsessed with productivity and getting things done and being proactive and all that good shit. So every single day I put in my planner to read 30 minutes a day on scheduled days. So it's not every day that I do this, because some days I put it on my planner and I don't do it. Some days I'm just like, holy crap, I just, you know, had a really long, stressful day at work. I am too tired to read. I just want to lay in bed and watch freaking Love Island. You know what I mean? But basically, I try to read 3 to 4 times a week, 30 minutes a day. And sometimes I don't even read it all that week. I'm not too hard on myself, although I do try to push myself to read 3 to 4 times a week. I just got to put it in my planner and I got to schedule that time during that day. And then I have to force myself to go sit down. And I tell myself, you will enjoy it once you get into the book. You will enjoy it after you had finished that 30 minutes and you feel accomplished for doing something that you set out to do that day, which is always like really satisfying to me, is being able to check off my planner that I did everything that day. And when I don't check something off my list, I'm like, oh my God, what the hell am I doing? I was on my phone for too long. I was watching TV too long. I didn't do this. So it's like, oh my God, I need to check everything off my planner. So when I put reading on my planner, if I don't check it off, I am so upset with myself. Moving on. Another thing I do is I switch on and off between an educational book and a fun book. So when I say educational book, I mean books that I like to read that are in my career/stuff that I'm interested in learning. So like I said before, I like marketing books, I like entrepreneurship books, I like economics books. I mean, I don't necessarily like them because they're not the most fun read. Let me tell you, they are sometimes a drag. Well, most of the times a drag. But you know what? You get through it. You got to get through it. 30 minutes a day. So what I do is I have an educational book and a fun book, and I will switch off and on between the two. So say I read my memoir one for 30 minutes today. I can't read my memoir book again until I read 30 minutes of my educational book. So I have to get through this educational book if I want to read my fun book. Does that make sense? I make rules for myself. And the thing about accountability is being accountable with yourself. If I tell myself that I'm going to do something, I must do it. You know why? Because I have a relationship with my own self, my own being. And if I want to trust myself, if I want to trust that what I say is true, great, hold on. I'm saying something inspiring. Stop. If I want to trust myself and believe that what I say is true, I have to follow through with what I say. So if I say that I'm going to read 30 minutes 3 to 4 times a week, if I want to keep this relationship strong with myself, this trust, this bond with my own being strong, I must read 3 to 4 times a week. And that's how it is. Gray! Goodness gracious, Gray was just jingling at the door. I have little bells on my door, on the patio door. Not patio, balcony door. So when he wants to go outside, he just rings the little bells and he can go and sit out on the balcony. He just loves going outside, barking at people, guarding his territory. That's like his thing. So he was interrupting me for a second, but now we're back. So I didn't want this episode to be too long because, you know, it's not always that fun talking about books unless you're really into books. So I'm going to go ahead and share a bunch of books that I highly, highly, highly recommend that I've read in the past year. And I'm going to have all of these linked in the show notes for you guys so you can go check them out yourself. They're all on Amazon. Good shit. So let's start with some educational books and then I'll get to some fun books. So I only have 3 educational books that I want to share with you. These are more generic. They're not like really focused, honed in on something super specific, like, I don't know, economics, you know. So the first book is called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. This book is literally so good. I read a chapter each week and it just made me really think about who I was and who I want to be and how I can bring these 7 habits and bring them into my life and how I can take these 7 habits into my own life, which now that I'm thinking about it, I kind of forgot all the 7 habits, but you know what? It was good at the time. The next one is The Magic of Reality by Richard Dawkins. This is basically a science-based book. And if you don't know who Richard Dawkins is, he's like a really famous atheist. And I wanted to read this book because, believe it or not, I was never taught evolution. I did not know anything about evolution. I didn't know how it worked. I didn't know what the whole thing was. I had no idea. I was never taught evolution. I always went to a religious school growing up, so they never taught us evolution. And I just felt like at the beginning of quarantine, this was actually one of the first books I read during quarantine. I was like, holy crap, let me learn something so fundamentally basic. So this is the book I chose, and goodness gracious, he actually described this book as being for younger children. He said, I wrote this book in plainer English, in plainer words, so younger children could understand. Well, Mr. Richard Dawkins, sir, I read the book, and you know what? I don't think a child could read this and comprehend it at all. You still wrote in really big words, but I was able to understand at the age of 21, you know, I was able to understand. I got it all. It was a fantastic book. But to describe this as a book for children, you're out of your mind, man. You're out of your mind. Next book is The Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell. This is basically just a book on how things can just completely change right before your eyes with the tipping point. Like the straw that broke the camel's back, that's basically, it's just a bunch of different scenarios where the straw broke the camel's back. It was the tipping point. It was the point where everything changed just by one tiny little thing that, you know what I mean? It's a great book. It's a really great book. So now let's get into the fun books. First book is How to Murder Your Life by Kat Marnell. Basically, she is a recovering drug addict, and she shares her story on how she was a fashion and beauty editor for all these huge magazines in New York City, and she had an amazing career in New York and became a socialite and all that amazing cool stuff. But she shares how she struggled with addiction her whole life and how being an addict completely changed everything, and basically just her story throughout her life being an addict from the early age of, I think, like 16 or something, which is nuts. But it's a really great book if you kind of want perspective for your life. Another one is Untamed by Glennon Doyle. This one is amazing for perspective as well. Literally all memoirs are amazing for perspective because you get to look inside somebody's life and somebody's past. And yeah, it's just great for perspective, okay? Untamed by Glennon Doyle. This book was all over my Instagram stories for like 2 weeks. I read it on the plane when I was coming home to California from Christmas break, and I absolutely loved it. She is an incredible author. Next book is Fuck My Life by Ingrid Delamar Kenny. I just finished this book today, literally like half an hour ago. So good. She is a health, wellness, and beauty influencer, and she has her own brand. She wrote a book about how she went to jail and all this crazy stuff. She's now in her 40s and has so much life knowledge that she jam-packed in this book, and it was nuts. I loved this book. And the last book is No Lifeguard on Duty by Janice Dickinson. It's the accidental life of the world's first supermodel. First of all, Janice Dickinson's life was absolutely like nothing I've ever heard or read before. Her life just, it seems, well, she had a lot of, you know, hardships that she went through, but just how she crushed all of it and made her way to the top was so inspiring and so beautifully written. She is a great writer. I love that book. I don't know if it was ghostwritten or what, but the way it was storytelling her entire life was incredibly well done. Okay. I want to start a book club, but I'm not quite sure how to do it. I want to read a book with you guys each month and then discuss it in the Joby Squad Facebook group. If you didn't know, I started a Facebook group. I will leave the link in the show notes. There's 126 members as of today. I am so excited. I'm sharing recipes in there, sharing book recommendations. We're chatting, supporting each other, loving each other. It's a great place to be, but I'm thinking, we want to start a book club, and I'm not 100% sure how to start a book club, but I'm going to do some research on it. And if you have any tips or anything, join the Facebook group chat. Let me know how you feel or how to start this thing. Also, maybe leave a comment on my latest Instagram, on my latest Instagram post, and we'll chat it out. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening today, and I will see you back on next Sunday with a new episode. Bye. Thank you guys so freaking much for listening to today's episode.
But wait, before you go, please, please, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Seriously, it helps me out a lot because I'm a fresh baby podcaster over here. So please rate and review, and I will see you guys next Friday. Bye.